Listen up. If you dabble in sports betting, you might want to pay attention here. My favorite radio segment out there currently with this guy, Vegas Runner, pro bettor, handicapper at thebigmoves.com, at Greek_gambler, joining us now for our View from Vegas. It's brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi. VR, how you doing tonight, man?
Never better, sir. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the intro. I appreciate it. I love doing the segment. I've been doing, you know, New Orleans now for over 5, 6, 7 years, I believe. And I really appreciate the, your listeners and the host and all you guys, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good week last week. Profitable week. Anytime you make money, it's a good week. And great slate of games this week, especially the primetime game from Thursday night. We have a great one, and then it ends with one of the most highly anticipated games of the entire NFL season, possible, you know, at least one of the top four favorites for Super Bowl matchups, Kansas City and the Rams. So sportsbooks really excited about this weekend. And they had a good week finally last weekend.
Chris, hey, VR, finally. I got to give you some grief, though, about that Bengals pick. I was saying it last week.
You know, I honestly wrote a note to myself to mention that I was happy. It was one of my biggest bets, believe it or not. I say it, you know. You know me. I back my opinion with my money, and I'll tell you when I win. I'll tell you when I lose. And the Bengals were one of the bigger bets I made this season, the biggest, actually. You know, I don't go crazy when I say biggest. I stay consistent with my bet size, but bigger than the max I've been putting on NFL game, a little more than it, because I just thought it was a bad spot, such a bad spot. Had nothing to do with the team. You know, obviously the Saints are a much better team. It was just such a terrible spot after so many difficult games, and then on the road in Cincinnati, that was a spot that they should have showed up. And for the Saints to do what they did, I told you, if they do that, then I'm very confident in that futures ticket. You know, I'm so glad I went again after the second week when they had almost lost to Cleveland and had lost to Tampa Bay the week prior. And I said, this is the time you still want to jump on the Saints futures, because you're never going to get more value than this. This team is legit. The power ratings don't lie. They are number one or two, according to the sharpest guys. And I'm not talking about sharp guys you hear on the radio or guys sell picks that you think are claim to be sharp. I'm talking about betting the guys that move lines when they bet, the betting syndicates, the guys behind the moves that I provide betting accounts for, the 1% that's able to win long term. They had the Saints one or two. I mean, they had the Rams maybe a small favorite on a neutral, and that was it. No one else was favored over New Orleans. And I figured as the season progresses, what happens usually ends up looking like those power ratings, kind of like in college football. Don't pay attention to the AP poll in the beginning of the year. Just look at the wise guys' power ratings, because towards the end of the year, that's what the AP or the playoff rankings are going to start reflecting. And going into this season, it was a team like LSU. They had them too low. Team like Wisconsin, I said they have them too high, because the power ratings had them, you know, the sharp guys had them real low. So, again, I just think what the Saints did legitimizes it. And I know Cincinnati isn't a team people are going to think that's who they beat. That legitimized it. But it was the situation that they showed up and just dominated, to me, tells me we got a great future. And this team's a favorite to win the Super Bowl, and deservedly so. Sorry for that rant.
That's all right. It's fine by me. Getting our view from Vegas, brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi, from Vegas Runner, pro bettor, handicapper, thebigmoves.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Greek_gambler. And look, hit him up on Twitter. Need some advice? Curious about a game or spread over and under? He'll hit you back. Just ask him. VR, give me your top pro picks. We'll start there.
Yes, sir. And I'll be quick in case you want to ask of any other games. Start off with a total. Carolina, Detroit, I like the game under. It opened 51. It's now down to 50, even 49.5 in some places. Listen, Carolina got embarrassed last week. That's all you hear coming out of there. They know it. They were humbled, especially on the defensive side. They're a team that on great at trend-wise after a loss on a bounce back. I think they're going to run a lot on Detroit, and Detroit's going to be one-dimensional against this defense, not going to be able to run, won't be able to put up much points, kind of like they did against Minnesota where they put up less than 10. So we'll go under 50 in that game. Then I'm also going to go on the Sunday night game, Minnesota-Chicago. The game was moved, and I'm going to go under there as well. This is a huge game. Minnesota coming in off a bye, and these two teams know each other extremely well. Minnesota's that team no one's talking about. And coming into the season, they were that darling to be one of the favorites to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, even in the future odds. So now no one is talking about, especially after that loss against Buffalo, but this is like for first place, huge game. I think you're going to see a defensive battle. We'll go under 45, 44.5, wherever it sits right now. And finally, Pittsburgh-Jacksonville. I'm going to take Jacksonville and wait to get plus six. There's some sixes out there. It's 5.5 in most places. You'll get plus six. They're not going to need it. This line's just way too high. The look-ahead line, meaning this line last week, if you wanted to bet the game, it was 3.5. And now it's going to move 2.5 points for no reason at all, except that Jacksonville did not look good, while Pittsburgh looked absolutely phenomenal on national stage. I like Jacksonville. They gave them problems last year. And let's not forget Fournette's back, who ran for 290 yards against them in the two games last season. I know Pittsburgh's got playoff revenge, but this one's in Jacksonville. I like Jacks plus the six. They probably won't need it. Field goal game. That's the three I like in the NFL the most.
VR, Vegas Runner here on Sports Talk. Is there, I guess, data that you can explain this? So I was reading earlier, and you're better at this than I am, that the preseason favorite to win the Super Bowl in the NFL is usually a losing bet. But a midseason, and I'm talking about the Saints today becoming a co-favorite in Vegas today with the Rams to win the Super Bowl, those odds are much better. Like if you place that bet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And the reason for that, obviously, if you just even think about it from a logical standpoint, is that they have more data by midseason. You know, before the season starts, I mean, it's just a projection. We haven't seen these teams on the field. And then you couple it with 10 weeks of injuries, and the markets tighten up. So the teams that are favored now to win the Super Bowl, we're pretty certain they're going to be the at least in the first, get past the first round, the second round of the playoffs, where you can't be that certain prior to the season. And, again, I always say it, for a little span there, the favorite did come through for the Super Bowl, but there was a really long time, over a decade, where the teams that were winning the Super Bowl were of odds of 15-1 or greater before the season started.
VR, let's go to college picks, top three.
All right. I'm going to start off with Ohio State and Maryland. Listen, I know everyone's talking about Ohio State and Michigan, and that's the big game everyone's waiting for. But they got a game first against Maryland, coming off two losses. But here they are at home, and they got embarrassed the last two times. Ohio State put up 62 against them. I think Ohio State's going to get caught looking ahead. They come off a tough game at Michigan State. This is just way too many points. That's why the line's dropping. I'll take Maryland plus the 14. And a half. Then I'm going to go to Stanford and Cal, and I really do think the wrong team's favored here. Stanford opened as the favorite, line at two. I think Cal's going to win this game outright. I'll just move quickly along because I have a total in UAB and Texas A&M. I know this looks low for college football, but this game's just going to be a defensive battle with very little offense. And the good thing with unders in college football is they could only set them so low because they know they're going to get nothing but over money. Most recreational bettors, even in the NFL, are afraid to have a low total under ticket in their pocket, let alone college football of a total this low. But believe it or not, it's way too high. This one won't crack 40. So we'll go under in Texas A&M and UAB as the final pick.
VR, in pro football, why are the Colts getting 2 points? Why are they 2-point favorites over the Titans?
Yeah, and it's actually dropped. It was 3 last week in that matchup. It's just because even though the Titans won last week in a game they were not supposed to, you know, the offense has been anemic for a while, and this is a huge game, you know, for these two teams, 5-4 and 4-5, and the Colts are getting them at home, and they've won 3 straight games. But look at the level of opposition. The Colts were favored in all 3 of those games. I think Tennessee has been more impressive. The 2 games they've won coming in at Dallas and against New England, they were underdogs. So I agree with you. The books think that so far the public's betting that side, so that scares me a little bit. But I'm a little surprised Indianapolis is that much of a favorite also.
Vegas Runner, our view from Vegas. Follow him at thebigmoves.com. Also on Twitter at Greek_gambler. Saints 8.5-point favorites against Philly. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised anytime I see the Saints in points, VR.
No, and I mean, I'm not going to stand in front of them. I'm not a stupid man. But with that said, I don't think there's much value here. If you wanted to bet this game a week ago, it was 6.5. Now it's through that key number, and we know how important 7 is in the NFL. Now, does it matter? Probably not. If you pick the winning team in the NFL, you're going to cash 83% of the time. The point spread's not really relevant. But with that said, I'm a value better, and I know this line shouldn't be as high as it is, even if New Orleans covers. So I have to sit on the sidelines. I think that the under may have some value. I don't think you're going to see as many points as this total reflects. This New Orleans defense is impressive. Other than those 35 that the Rams hung up against them, and I don't think the Eagles have that type of prolific offense, that defense has shown up this entire season. I see no reason they won't on Sunday at home.
Our view from Vegas brought to you by Harris Gulf Coast in Biloxi. Anything else, VR, that you want to say before we let you run?
No, man, just hope you guys have a good weekend and stay consistent with bet size. That's the most important thing, man, more than anything else, because you're winning picks are – I know everybody cares about winning this weekend, but the truth of the matter is you're going to have good stretches, bad stretches, but if you stay consistent with bet size, you pick more winners than losers, you'll be in that 1% that turns a profit long term. Don't make it harder than it needs to be like most people do. And great, best of luck to all this weekend. Thanks for having me.
You bet. What did you do last week? You went 4-2 again?
Yeah.
So you're at what, 62%?
Pushed within less than Maryland if they bet it, you know, and got 2.5 with Maryland, or the worst if Maryland pushed. We hit 2 out of 3 in the NFL, and either 1-1-1 or 2-1 in college football. I won Maryland, but if you waited till Saturday, it was a losing bet. If you bet it when I gave it out here, it was a winning bet. So either way, we turned a profit again.
About 62% for the year. Vegas Runner, pro bettor and handicapper at thebigmoves.com, at Greek_gambler. We'll talk to you next Thursday, VR.